on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. USDA Prime Steak. That's what's on the menu. The highest 2% of beef sold in the country is graded as USDA Prime, which is why you won't find it in your restaurant. It's gobbled up by all the finest upscale restaurants. And at Surf and Sirloin, that's what's for dinner. The USDA Prime 14-ounce New York strip, USDA Prime 16-ounce ribeye, and the 22-ounce porterhouse, where you can check out a barrel-cut 6- or 9-ounce filet mignon. With fresh seafood, phone in daily. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table, or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590, the Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, Mentality, a low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Guys, when it comes to jewelry, do you know what women want? We do. Hi, I'm Diana Neustetter, along with my daughter Mariah.
Guys, come to Neustetter's. Our professional team has you covered.
Our family has owned and operated Neustetter's Fine Jewelry since 1961.
Our large inventory offers something for everyone at any budget, and we offer hand engraving on site by my grandfather, Richard.
Visit us today at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry Road, or at wowdiamonds.com.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Is your website company a pain to deal with? You call and email several times, but they don't get back to you for days, weeks, or even at all? Why are you still paying those people? Put an end to this madness today by calling St. Louis Digital Media. They are customer service freaks and will get back to you within 24 hours, providing the professional support you deserve. Start getting website support you can rely on by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation, or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just 2 blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the lifting's easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, free kids club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
Together, perfect harmony.
cleansing and also moisturizing procedure, which is supposed to make everything not only smooth, but ready to go. I believe that's Scott Sherman describing a procedure he had in the green room.
Called the craft.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 20th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Not to be a name dropper, but I believe it was last Thursday. I stopped off at a nice meeting with Mr. Barks, the president of First Community Credit Union, as sort of a state of the credit union address when he said, business is really good. And that's it. There's the state of the credit union. First Community Credit Union, our sponsor today for the Playhouse. We'll talk about a couple of loans that might be available if you need them and other things. But first...
Hey!
At the control board, born in America, left when you were what, two?
Three.
Three. Went to Great Britain, lived there for 19 years. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. And then after the 19 years decided, wait a minute, I was born in America, I'm an American, I'm sick of all this tea and crumpets, went back to the homeland. And lucky
Australia?
For us, no, that was not an Australian accent. I know it sounded sort of like it, but he came to his senses and came back, and aren't we glad he did. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a very good day.
This next guy is getting closer and closer to being too big for this show. I have seen now his first published article in the L.A. Times.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. He's now officially a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. I'm just glad that he didn't wake up this morning and decide to go to L.A. or just get in the car and go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
It's not even open anymore.
Mr. L.A. Times columnist, Bill Cleveland. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Stop the music for a second. How come the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, you're not good enough for, you're good enough for the L.A. Times, but not for the Post-Dispatch? What's that about?
I don't know, man.
See, this is where St. Louis, again, drops the ball. L.A. Times looks at your stuff and go, hey, how'd you like to do some work for the L.A. Times? Sure. Didn't get a call from the Post, did you?
No, sir.
No, of course not. No, mm-hmm. Of course not. You know why? Because you're part of this show. They
I was
hate
just about
this
to say
show.
That.
Yeah, they
I
hate this show.
Just about to say that.
All of the rest of media
worth
hates
it.
This show.
Worth
yeah, it.
It
is worth it. So we'll talk in a moment. Your segment's coming up.
It is?
Okay, yeah. Start the music again. Look, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Oh, no. Wait.
What happened there?
Crying out loud.
Somebody started talking.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button, the mouse. It's
maybe that's why the Post hasn't called.
You know, I said earlier that the guy that owns the station has never heard the show. Thank goodness. That's probably
all
a
right,
blessing.
I got this.
We'd be fired.
I'm going to fix this.
You want to edit
it
out?
I can sub something if you want.
No, that's okay.
Yes,
he's going to fix it. Edit out your mistake.
Radio edit.
Hey, look. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. Market volatility.
Oh,
man.
God. Oh, my. What is going on?
Wow. Market volatility.
No. Edit it out. Okay. I don't want people hearing that. We don't think
you want me to pick it up at market volatility?
No. We can do the whole thing over. Just edit it out. I'll show you.
Radio edit.
Hey, look, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Hey, Dan, say hi to you.
I only had a brain.
Oh, I messed that up.
Nailed that one, Frank.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, edit that out. Edit that out.
Hang on a second. Here we go.
Radio edit.
Hey, look who's here. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and... thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. Market volatility makes investing very stressful.
Hold on. They're not both senior vice president investors.
You said this last week.
That's not right. Advisors. They're not both investors. I'm sure they are investors, but that's not what Ed should say. That they're both senior vice president investors.
This is what they sent me.
Well, they made a mistake.
They said I would. They actually said Jason Becker, Mark Reardon, and Jason.
Stop,
Becker.
Stop the music for a second. What did they say?
Both senior vice president investments.
Stiefel. You said investors.
I know, but you told me to save investors said, before.
No, I
last
did
week
not.
You told him off. Yeah. You said, they're not investments.
Yeah, they're not investments. Change they're it not to investments.
Investors. No. They're senior vice presidents.
At Stiefel.
And investment advisors. Let's do that. Let's go that way.
Okay.
Can you change that?
Sure. I think he can by six.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, remember, off at 6. Edit that. Let's get it right. No,
okay,
we are perfect. If you've listened to the show, you've probably said, wow, they're perfectionists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, so edit it out.
All right, here we go.
Radio edit.
Hey, look, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Oh, he left.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both senior vice president in investment
advisors
from Stiefel.
Keep it going.
Market volatility makes investing very stressful, especially when you're approaching retirement. You can join Mark and Jason, along with Chad Morganlander, with Washington Crossing Advisors at Maggiano's Little Italy in Brentwood tomorrow night, May 21st, or on Wednesday night, May 22nd at 6:30 for a retirement planning seminar. Dinner will be served. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. To reserve your seat and more, go to
markandjason.com.
So their vice president...
They're vice presidents
mm-hmm.
and investment advisors.
Okay.
Wow. All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. Show's over. Wow. Tim Woodburn is also here. It's just a good thing for us that he didn't one night at Denny's when he was a night cook say, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Then he wouldn't be here. It's also good he didn't decide to be a door-to-door knife salesman for the rest of his life or beer vendor at Busch Stadium or roller skating rink DJ. Now he's our head of research. He's our digital clock resetter. He's our newsman and news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and One Other Thing. Yes. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I also want to point out that the reason I said during Bill's segment that he likes to hit Tower T balls is because breaking news within the last half hour, the company that bought Tower T and was going to build 180 homes on it, McBride Homes, has now decided to sell it to another company who is going to preserve all of Tower T.
Hey! That's great news for people.
Is that shocking?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good and happy news for people who like Tower T and want to continue.
I'm sorry.
It's not dun-dun-dun.
So that's going to be a golf course then,
yep,
I guess,
gonna
right?
Yep, it's going to be batting cages and golf, a par 3 course. They're going to have a big announcement on this tomorrow because there was a lot of residents over in that area that were upset.
But if you listen to 590 The Fan right here, right now on the show, you don't have to wait till tomorrow for the big announcement.
You got it today.
You got it today and you got it fast because he's the head of news and news man and director.
So I like to work Bill into breaking news, and that's why I said that he likes to hit his Tower T balls.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, well, that's something you don't hear everywhere else. And by the way, we have to find a way to get you to understand when duh, duh, duh is appropriate.
I know. I'm working on it.
Keep working on it. Go ahead, Doug.
Thank you very much. Matheny Heating and Cooling since 1942, and if there's ever a time of year when your heating or air conditioning equipment needs to be serviced,
you got that right.
Right now, when you're constantly throwing the heat on, throwing the AC on, temperatures fluctuating, the equipment takes a beating, and Matheny Heating and Cooling has an A-plus reputation on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google with regard to their factory-trained, licensed service technicians qualified to handle repair on any make and model of heating and air conditioning equipment that you might have. For more information, give them a call, 314-727-9000, 727-9000, or check them out online, Matheny Heat Cool.com.
Would Senior Vice President Investment Advisors be able to call Matheny?
Sure. I think only the investor advisors can call them, not the investor.
By the way, Wednesday morning, I will welcome into my home the crew from Matheny. We're putting in a brand new, we have a small unit that just serves the master bedroom and bathroom because we like sleeping in the cool. Well, after 26 years, and it served us well, it decided to shoot craps. New system being put in Wednesday by Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I'm pretty excited about it, except for the $5,500 that, you know, you have to pay to buy it. I'm excited because now I want to worry about it for a long, long time. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
Oh, boy. Hmm? Yeah, okay. You did this before. I can't get it to him. But we'll see if somebody can. Oh, Rat Boy. He wants to get something to the St. Louis Blues. It's a hockey puck, but it's yellow. That's not the standard. What's this made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese. It's a hockey puck made out of cheese. Some kind of hard cheese. Hey, yeah, real quickly, I guess I had heard this but forgot. They freeze those hockey pucks, don't they? They take them out of a freezer. You know that a lot of people don't know that? That came up in conversation Saturday night at the Trivia thing. And a lot of people at the table had no... Did you not know either?
I didn't know that.
They keep them in a deep freeze.
They bounce if you don't do that. They bounce all over the place if you don't do it.
And then how long can they play it before it starts to get too warm?
Well, they change them up constantly throughout the game.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow, you learned so much here. Yeah, we'll get to him, Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Do you have any idea how many pucks in a game they'll go through?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I'll say more than two.
Off-ice officials. I used to be in charge of the off-ice officials for American Hockey League franchise
stop
I worked
it.
For. And
oh, stop it.
Another job.
Buckets, like 3-4 buckets a game.
Yeah. What do they do with the old pucks?
Well, the pucks usually get shot into the crowd. They'll usually play with a puck until it gets shot into the crowd.
Okay.
And then they'll just replace it. Now, at the start of the period, they'll bring out a fresh bucket of new pucks. They keep them on ice because there's two intermissions, so they bring out frozen pucks every intermission.
Wow. When I heard that Saturday night, it rang. I thought, well, you know, I heard this years ago. I completely forgot about it, that they are frozen.
If you watch the referee during a game, if a puck goes out of play, you'll see one of the linesmen dart over to the official scorer's box at the red line, and they'll hand him a puck through the circle that they just took out of either a frozen compartment. Back in my day when I was in hockey, it was a bucket of ice. They may have elevated that, but they do keep them on ice or frozen during the game.
And where do they make pucks? There can't be many puck factories.
Well,
they're
made out of vulcanized rubber, which
is Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's pretty good. That was pretty good, actually. That wasn't real good, but it was pretty good. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Business is really, really good there. Thank you, everybody. All of you who are AM and the PM who are now members of First Community Credit Union and who, like me, do all your banking there. A couple of suggestions for you. This is the time a lot of people decide to do landscaping or redo a, you know, tie wall or deck. Either repair one, replace one, or put up a new one. Maybe a Four Seasons room, maybe a swimming pool. Maybe something elaborate and expensive or something not so expensive. But if you don't have the money for it, hold on. All is not lost because you're a homeowner. First Community Credit Union would love to talk to you about a home equity line of credit. Essentially, as a homeowner, you have equity. That equity is the best borrowing power that you can have because it allows you to borrow money, especially at First Community Credit Union, at great rates. Instead of doing something stupid like putting that on a MasterCard or some other charge card, you don't want to do that. You'd never want to do that for a project like this. So look into a home equity line of credit. And if you do that before June 30th, your interest rate for the first year is only 2.49%. That's a great rate. It really is. Wedding loans, they make those too. That'll be coming up for a lot of people in September, October. October, the biggest month, second biggest, September. But the planning stages are now. The payments, the initial payments are being made now for the dress and all the stuff that goes with the wedding. Wedding loans, First Community Credit Union. I'm thinking about another scooter, a bigger scooter, motor scooter to take my grandson riding on. I got my eye on one. If you're looking at a motorcycle, a boat, First Community Credit Union. They love boaters and bikers. They'd love to help you make that happen. All kinds of reasons. This is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto,
and Columbia, Missouri, and a bunch of other places. Bill Cleveland, LA Times columnist, is with us. Does that sound good? That sounds good, doesn't it? And he's going to take us somewhere, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland, everybody. So where can people see or can they read this article you wrote for the L.A. Times?
Oh, man.
Jeez, Bill.
That's a good question. Question. Picking up the Josh Bauman slack.
I am. You can go to, I have it on my Bill on the Road Facebook page. So okay. Facebook.com/Bill on the Road. It's posted on there.
Could we not just go to the LA Times as well?
It's not posted on there. It's timed on there. See what I did there?
Oh, that's good.
Newspaper reference.
Yes, you may go to the Los Angeles Times website. It would be in their travel
section. If I were the Post Dispatch and I listening to this, which they're not, I would feel really horrible. Well, listen to this. Listen to this guy they've got on. He's a regular on the show. The LA Times celebrity picks him up, and we ignored him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the matter with us? That's feeling what I'd be
love,
thinking.
Feeling the love.
All right, where are we going?
So I thought I'd go to San Antonio. We haven't talked about this in a while, and it's one of my favorite cities.
Never been there.
It's wonderful. I believe it's the sixth largest city in the United States.
What?
I'm pretty sure. It's in the top 10.
Riverwalk, isn't that the big attraction?
Yes. That's one. The Alamo, I would imagine, is probably...
I don't remember the Alamo.
It's Houston.
Oh, I see what you did there. I don't remember.
Dan, you snorted. And it was it was a big disruptive snort.
I didn't snort.
Can you play back his snort?
I cannot.
Okay. I kind of went...
Like a death gurgle.
Seventh largest.
San Antonio?
That surprises me.
Yes.
No, that really surprises me.
There's no way.
I don't think of San Antonio as being as big as St. Louis.
Yes, it's bigger than St. Louis.
Wow.
Yes. You're gonna test me on this?
I am. I can't even find your story in the time, so I'm gonna test you on everything.
He challenges everybody.
He does.
Okay, well, while he's looking that up. Yes, the Riverwalk. So it was put in the 1930s as part of WPA. Do you know what WPA is or was? Man, I'm gonna clear my throat again. Hang on.
Oh, boy. Josh, standing behind her.
I don't. I'm guessing it's a government program of some kind?
In 1939, yeah, because of the Great Depression. So the Works Progress Administration, that's what it was part of. They're putting people to work during the Great Depression. They built this thing. Extends 15 miles, has an abundance of shops and hotels and restaurants. You can get in.
Well, almost 15 miles.
It is 15 miles. Now, not every mile is, you know, with, you know, restaurants and shops or whatever, but it is, in fact, 15 miles long. Tim can look that up, too. Just to
double. Honestly, I thought it was like a Laclede's Landing or something. You know, like
it's
a couple
huge.
Of blocks.
No, it's pretty huge. And you can hop on one of these little tour boats. They just got a brand new batch of these things in last year. And they look really great. And so you get in one and you can ride. You won't ride the entire length of the Riverwalk, but you'll see a pretty good chunk of it. And they give you a history and some background. And you can stop off in different places and do different things. Tons and tons and tons of restaurants are down there. I mentioned lots of shops and things like that. It's a lot of fun, especially at night. And it's packed at night. And it is mostly a tourist thing. If you talk to people who live in San Antonio, they're not hanging out at the Riverwalk, but that's okay. I mean, it's still a fun thing to check out. Some of the other things that you might want to do. So they,
Bill,
they have. I'm never quite ready. They have the Tower of the Americas. So this was built in 1968 for the World's Fair. It's 750 feet high. They have an observation deck, so you can go up there and you can get a 360-degree view of downtown San Antonio, which is really good if you're going for the first time. Kind of gives you a way to kind of get your bearings. What I think was really cool, maybe the neatest part of my visit, was this thing called the Saga. And so there's the historic San Fernando Cathedral, which is in the main plaza downtown. And it is I don't know exactly how to describe it, but they project a light show on the cathedral. And so, I've talked about the light show at Union Station where they project the stuff up on the screen.
Right.
On the ceiling. They do almost the exact same thing, but it's on the face of the front of this very historic cathedral. And you'll watch, essentially, it's the history of San Antonio. And it is really, really neat. It's absolutely free. So if you're down there on Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday nights, you can go and you can watch that.
It's called the Saga.
That is that's the name of the program that you're watching on the cathedral.
Originally, the name was longer because that was the brainchild.
Here we go.
Of one Elrod Cox. It was going to be the Cox Saga, but some people felt that sounded like something else. Now, I don't know what it was they thought it sounded like, but they decided, let's just go with Saga and not the Cox Saga. Now, I don't know, have any idea what they're talking about. Thank you.
Well, I was waiting for a
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Did you happen to find the biggest cities?
Well, yeah, it's 24th.
That's very different than seven.
The metropolitan area. There's two different definitions of cities. There's the actual population of people who live within the city limits, and then there's the metropolitan area, which the metropolitan area, Dallas is fourth, Houston is fifth. That's why I'm like, there's no way San Antonio's seventh. San Antonio's 24th in metropolitan area, but apparently in the actual people who live within the city limits, which St. Louis isn't even in the top 40 because most of St. Louis's metropolitan area is in St. Louis County people, it is seventh. So,
well, so he was right.
Well, it's
in terms of technically
it is misleading,
but city, strictly city limits.
Way to go, Bill.
Bill, way to go.
Thank you.
They
very
are
much.
Seventh.
There you go.
Way to mislead, Bill. Good boy. I'm teasing you.
Not so, fake somewhat. News. I mean, you know what the Alamo is. I mean, you've all seen
it. I forgot. See, I did it again.
That's funny. No, I don't think anybody else got it. Remember the Alamo.
I forgot.
You got punk.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was
recognizing
funny.
Original humor. Original spontaneous humor.
When I was down there, everybody thought this was hilarious. Everybody kept texting me, asking me to look for Pee Wee Herman's bicycle in the basement.
Oh.
And I'm here to report there. Not only is Pee Wee Herman's bicycle not in the basement. I don't believe there is a basement at all in the Alamo.
No, they don't have.
Please don't ask me.
Why was it that in that film? Was that where it's supposed
his
to be?
Pee Wee's Big Adventure, I believe, was the movie.
Yeah,
and that's where apparently that.
That wasn't me. That was
very good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
If you'd like, if you'd like some more. You can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Great company, great people, great product, great value. You can find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Tim had the story of this 15-year-old girl. It's a horrible story. Died on the railroad track. I have never understood. I was a kid. I never once wanted to go, hey, I think I'll stay on the tracks. We hear the train coming. I used to
play on the train tracks down in Maplewood all the time whenever
really?
I visited my mom. All the time.
Boy, that's a scary thing. If you've ever stood next to a train, it's a scary, monster, big old iron, horribly noisy, scary thing. And these people that say, well, he didn't hear the train coming. Well, you'd have to be deaf to not hear the train coming.
Right.
Forget the whistle, just the click-a-click-a-click-a-click-a.
You could feel it.
They would get down and listen for the vibrate, and they saw the smoke coming up over the trees around the corner.
A horrible, horrible story. This is an interesting thing. This whole abortion thing, all of a sudden, everybody is voting and abortion is being outlawed. It reared its head again. This is really interesting to me. My wife goes to a place where she has, this woman does eyebrow waxing and facials. Now, my wife gets her eyebrows. I don't even know what that means. What are they waxing? Because she comes home, she still has eyebrows.
You know how, like, they wax
they
the
draw
strips
them on
off
now.
The hairs off the leg?
Yeah, they
I
just
think
take
that's
the,
what they do. Like, they put, like,
trim.
The small ones
they trim.
On your
they don't rip your eyebrows off.
No, but the hairs that grow beneath it or above it, you know, they
unibrow.
You sound like you might have had your eyebrows.
They manicure.
Have you had your eyebrows?
No, but I paid for plenty.
Okay. Well, she goes to this woman who does eyebrow waxing and facials. There is another young woman who comes in there, and the subject came up about all this abortion business. Where do you hear this? This younger woman tells the owner, the woman who does the face, that, I've had 8 abortions, she says. She says, I get pregnant, I just go get an abortion.
8?
Oh, yeah. Wow, and she says it so matter-of-factly, and she's laughing about it. When the woman finished her facial, She said, I'd appreciate it if you never come back in here again.
Wow.
Whoa.
The way she just laughed off eight abortions like you would the morning after pill. She said, please don't come back. I don't want you as a customer. This is the way it ought to be throughout the country, where you have the right, if you don't want somebody in there with your customers just laughing off eight abortions, get out and don't come back. That's the way it should be.
I don't understand how she could still get pregnant after that.
Well, I'm not a doctor. Thank you, because I said to my wife, wouldn't that kind of just tear up your inside
uterus?
And maybe not. Apparently, she's had eight.
Wow.
That's such a controversial thing to say that in a public, sort of a public place, loudly. Where that's just not a smart thing.
And just as
thing.
A matter
keep
of
it
fact,
to yourself. Yeah, just keep it to yourself. Yeah. Millennials are interesting to me.
Thank you.
One of the things they're doing, and I've seen this now two or three places. I just saw it on TV and I read an article about it. They're renting their cars out to people. Folks, I got to tell you something. You will never rent my car.
Nope.
Now, you either need to be really hard up for some extra cash or just flat out stupid if you want to rent your car to strangers.
That's got
to
be somebody who's trying to make money off, the Airbnb thing.
I investigated a poor guy from St. Louis who rented his car out, and the guy who presented as the rentee, or the lessor, I guess it would be, the leasee, was actually a 6'7" large man from Chicago who was nothing like the 5'9" guy that was presented on the driver's license and the whole bit, and chop chop, bye, gone.
Yep.
Whoa. Oh, there's just so many things that could go really wrong with renting your car to somebody. I don't get it. Here's another thing I don't get. Tim didn't have this story, but I'm sure he knows the story, maybe not. I saw this on STL Today. Apparently last Saturday, I believe it was St. Anne, I think, this guy that died on a motorcycle hit an SUV. And I think really severely injured the three people in the SUV. He's dead. The motorcyclist is dead. When he hit it, they said he was going 170.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's instant
death. On St. Charles Rock Road, which is a 40 to 45 mile an hour road, depending on what part you're on.
See, these rice burners, these crotch rocket bikes, they'll do that. They'll do 170, and they'll get up to 170 from a dead stop in about 5-10 seconds.
Wow.
That is just insane.
Handling those speeds, the most I've ever gone is 100. I couldn't even comprehend going.
I've had 17 motorcycles. I've been over 100 on a motorcycle maybe five times in my life ever, and didn't like it. Like the feeling of it. Uh-huh. 170 is insane. I'm sorry the kid's dead, but you know what? Sometimes there are things you do you kind of deserve.
Yeah, they're so stupid.
Yeah, they're just, you can't even really have any sympathy or feel sorry for somebody that does that. And I think that's how he gets if he didn't have enough time, that Mike Evans. Real quickly, though, one last thing. This guy, Robert Smith, the billionaire, he's the wealthiest black man in America. Did you see?
He
paid off the student loans for 400 graduating seniors at Morehouse College. The average debt was $100,000, $40 million he paid to pay off all their student loans.
Did you see when he made the announcement, the look on their faces? When he made the announcement, he said, my family's going to pay off the student loans.
Yeah. Why isn't that racist? He paid off black students' loans. Why isn't that racist?
Oh, just black students?
He's black. He paid off the loans for black students?
Yeah, it's a black college.
That's not racist. If a white guy did it, only the white students, it'd be racist. I don't know. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to do. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So Saturday night reminded me of this joke because we're sitting around. There are a lot of people there. I don't know how many people were there, 300-400 people at tables. Not everybody knew everybody. And this is the story about a guy who's at a charity event. And there's some pretty well-heeled people there who make bids on items. They got some money. And a young couple is seated next to an older couple. And it's well known in town that this older gentleman has a lot of money. Especially for this little town. You know, he's considered to be extremely wealthy. And so the young guy says, Excuse me, Mr. Vanderhurst. He says, I hope you don't mind if I ask you some questions. You know, I'm a young guy and I'm trying to be successful. He goes, no, not at all, young man. What would you like to know? He said, well, I'm just curious. How did you get so rich? I don't know how else to put it. And he goes, oh, I don't mind. I don't mind telling you my story at all. He said, I was a young man, about 12, in a little town much like we're in now, about the same size. And the local grocer, Mr. Pickett, used to sell apples. And I noticed there were 5-cent apples for nickel and 10-cent apples, the 5-cent and the 10-cent. And I asked Mr. Pickett, I said, how come these apples are 10 cents and these are 5? He said, well, young man, because take a closer look. I shine the 10-cent apples. Same apple. I just shine them. And I get twice as much for them. And he said, young man, that day, I realized that I had 10 cents on me. I bought 2 5-cent apples, and I took them home, and I polished them. And guess what? I sold them each for 10. Now, I go from 10 cents to 20 cents. What did I do with that 20 cents? And the young man says, Mr. Vanderhurst, did you go buy 4 apples? That's exactly right, young man. I bought 4 apples. And I shined them, I polished them, and I sold all 4 for 10 cents apiece. Now I have 40 cents. You get the idea? He goes, yes, what a great story, Mr. Vanderhurst. Go on. He says, well, I have 40 cents. I can buy 8 apples for it. I did. I polished them, sold all 8. Now I've got $1.60. And then, as time went by, I get a little older, and I keep selling apples and buying apples and polishing them and selling them. I met a wonderful girl who helped me cart the apples around. She became my partner and my wife, my life partner, my business partner. And we continued to buy apples for a nickel and polish them and sell them for a dime. Now we're up to 300-400 apples, 600 apples. And then something very interesting happened to me when I was about your age, young man. The young man says, what, Mr. Vanderhurst? He said, I was doing very, very well with the apples. And then my wife's dad died and left us $30 million.
Get a check on traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Credit Karma. Expect a slow go on eastbound 70 this evening between 170 and an earlier accident near Jennings Station. Westbound 70 was also on the brakes for a look. Delay southbound 170 from Olive to 64. Stop and go southbound 270 approaching Olive through Manchester. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app. Credit Karma, here's to progress. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Guys, when it comes to jewelry, do you know what women want? We do. Hi, I'm Diana Neustetter along with my daughter Mariah.
Guys, come to Neustetter's. Our professional team has you covered.
Our family has owned and operated Neustetter's Fine Jewelry since 1961.
Our large inventory offers something for everyone at any budget, and we offer hand engraving on site by my grandfather, Richard.
Visit us today at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry Road or at wowdiamonds.com.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the lifting's easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, Free Kids Club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
Honey Pit Smokehouse serves the best barbecue in St. Louis. Try Honey Pit today for anything from the most tender meats in St. Louis to succulent burgers and sandwiches. At Honey Pit, we use Myron Mix and Water smokers that steam the meat while it smokes. No other place in Missouri can say that. This ensures tender meat with just the right amount of smoke. Plus, we make all of our sauces in-house with no MSG, no high fructose corn syrup, and gluten-free. Located in Kirkwood, check us out online at honeypitsmokehouse.com.
PetroMart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? PetroMart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
From Dallas, Texas, where the Stars are still licking their wounds, you think they're cheering for the Blues in Dallas? I think they might be.
It depends if they hate San Jose. I think everybody hates the Sharks.
Well, Dallas coach Jim Montgomery played for the Blues, met his wife in St. Louis.
No,
so I guarantee
he has to be.
I guarantee her whole family is.
You bet. Well, from Dallas, Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed today because they're closed only on Monday. And they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Terrific restaurant, terrific market. If you go to eat at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will be so glad you did. Reservations not only necessary for dinner, but I think probably a smart way to go for lunch as well. And again, closed only on Monday. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year, all times of the year, not just holidays. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. And what are we sipping today?
It is that Robert Mondavi Cabernet 6 month rested in bourbon barrels.
That's my favorite kind. Ugh. 6 months rested in bourbon
barrels. Bourbon barrels. You know you like that kind of homie, don't you?
I sure do. I don't understand it at all, but as long as you like it.
I like it, homie. Take care, my baby. Good Monday to everybody. Our pop quiz theme all week long, just kind of fun, interesting stuff. According to the United States Tourist Board and Bureau, these are the four cheapest cities to fly to and from. But which one is the cheapest city in general to fly to and from? Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Orlando, Florida. Las Vegas, Nevada. Denver, Colorado. Answer in a minute. Rare report. All 10 items I have today are news items since we last spoke. First, Madonna's embarrassing herself at the Eurovision 2019 over the weekend.
Well,
headlines after the show screamed, Madonna sounded like a zoo on fire.
Ooh. What happened?
It was
a terrible performance. I think she got all political. The Icelandic team as well, they got all political. It was horrible.
Out of tune, out of touch. Another headline. Mm-hmm. Another headline. She'd make a better pirate, I guess, because of the eye patch. I like this one. Thunder Thighs Madonna, a sad return.
Oh.
And my favorite, don't miss your flight back to Detroit.
Oh, boy. Madonna, if you're listening, maybe it's time.
Yeah.
Just hang it up.
More new news. Must-see TV tonight when regular Jeopardy! Returns with the second all-time winner, James Holzhauer. By the way, James Holzhauer gets good ratings, but not as good as the all-time winner, Ken Jenkins. James starts the week this week with $1,600,000 in winning. This is must-see TV. You know, Cheryl and I watch it, and he answers questions. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, that's why he's got all the money.
I guess.
He's smart.
No, yeah. he does for a living, Mike?
Yeah, he's a gambler
he's
in
Vegas.
He's a
pro sports gambler. That's what he does for a living.
Oh, really?
Wow.
He analyzes all these numbers and trends and stuff, and that's what he does for a living.
I don't watch Jeopardy. What does the average winner win usually?
I have no idea.
$100,000?
I think the average winner has won about $16,000.
Well, wow. You said that
because they'll win 1 or 2 weeks and then they're gone. I mean, 1 or 2 days and then they're gone. This guy's been on for a month.
Well, wow. You said that he's starting this week with $1 million. Like, how much of that does he actually get? Like, when he get if he gets kicked out, how much does he of that get to take home? Does he have all the million, all or does he have to
each
gamble
show you start
more
over
this week?
Each show you start over at zero.
He has $1.6 million right now.
So that's in the bank. Nothing can touch
in
it.
In the he's bank. Wow. He loses today. He takes that home.
Okay.
Wow.
More TV news with Tiger Woods missing the cut at the PGA. TV audience down 40%.
They need Tiger.
There you go. Yeah, he's driving the golf train when it comes to television. On Saturday, Sammy Shore, 92, the co-owner of the Comedy Store in Hollywood, died. He was married to Mitzi Shore. Don't miss the docuseries of the Comedy Store coming to Showtime September. The show features backstage video interviews with rookie comedians just coming off the stage for the first time. Jay Leno, Richard Pryor, Jerry Seinfeld, George Carlin, and many more. This is going to be a great show. Kind of sad that Sammy Shore wasn't around to see it happen.
So Sammy Shore was the dad of Pauly Shore? Is that right? Because Mitzi Shore is Pauly's mom, so that yeah. would be his dad. Pauly Shore, the least funny guy. If his mom had that club, he'd have never gotten on a stage.
Well, there you go. There you go. Hey, before I get, Los Angeles had more rain yesterday, and there is a real worry that the 78-year-old Prado Dam could break. If it does, it would flood all the way from Orange County from Newport to Disneyland.
Whoa.
It's not good. A survey in London... Limey, are you listening?
I am.
Over the weekend shows that Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle's popularity has jumped from 47% to 82%. I'm sure having baby Archie's probably helped it.
Oh, yeah, that absolutely helps.
Yeah. Over the weekend, Las Vegas police opened an investigation on Sam Lufty. Sam Lufty was Britney Spears' manager 2007-2008 and has haunted, harassed, and threatened her ever since. Britney's family says that Lufty has been trying to embezzle and blackmail her. This guy is a real scumbag, How much time I got?
You have a minute and a half. No, minute 20. Is his name Lufty, like L-U-F-T-Y?
L-U-F-T-I.
Okay. All right. You have a minute and 10 seconds.
You know what? Did everything going good there?
Let me check. Hang on.
Is everything going okay? Yeah.
All right. Doing all right. Thanks.
Yeah. Apparently, everything's going okay.
Big game coming up for the Blues.
Something about Blues. I heard Blues.
Big game coming up for the Blues.
Yeah.
I texted Dan... Well, I was watching the game. Dan was at the game. He's texting me back. I'm at the game. It was pretty, you know, I'm excited
for the
Blues.
That's a good story. 40 seconds.
It is a good story. It
sure is.
Appreciated it, Mike.
Sure is. 30,
you appreciate 36, it, right, Dan?
35
yes,
seconds.
I did.
30 seconds.
You appreciated it.
Yes.
30 seconds.
I knew you would. These are the four cheapest cities to fly to and from, but which is the cheapest? Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Las Vegas, or Denver?
Fort Lauderdale.
Vegas.
Orlando.
Vegas.
Denver, number four. Number three, Orlando. Number two, Fort Lauderdale. Aha! Number one, Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, I tell you, well, Franco Pena's been hot.
I'm hot, man.
I'm not giving out love. I'm hot. I'm going to take care of my business, eh?
One of the reasons I'm hot is it's hot in the studio. Air conditioning came on for like 5 minutes, and then that was it. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Please try to be with us again tomorrow. We'll be here. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, not enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Severe storms and possibly tornadoes are threatening central Oklahoma. Mark Dillard is near the Orlando area and says the storm looks menacing.
Just very, very dark off to our west from I-35 corridor, kind of a repeat angle or track of that previous tornadic cell that went over toward Perry.
The National Weather Service has also warned that the storms present a particularly dangerous situation. A judge is ruling in favor of a House Oversight Committee subpoena that calls for the president's financial records. Today, District Judge Amit Mehta issued a 41-page long opinion saying President Trump can't block the subpoena to the accounting firm Mazars. Mehta said the committee is requesting the financial information for a legitimate legislative purpose. The White House is telling former White House counsel Don McGahn not to testify before the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. The Democratic-led panel subpoenaed McGahn to testify about the final report from special counsel Robert Mueller.